Welcome back to Happier Life Today with your pop of positivity, Sharice Taylor. How are you all doing? It is wonderful to share with you. And the message that I have today is this. This is specifically for the ladies, Please lend me your ear. God is not going to give you somebody else's husband. Oh, did I say it? Yes, I did. God is not going to give you somebody else's husband and say, dear daughter, this is the best I can do. Now, whether you believe God ordains and brings people together or not, let's just think of the essence of the topic at hand. There are women and men, for that matter of fact, who mingle and tingle and get down with other people's spouses. Okay? And so what I want to say about that is that really the best situation? Now, some people might say, well, yeah, it's the best situation for me. I don't have to make a commitment. I get a little twirly twirl on the side and she can go back to her husband. Or, yeah, I can get this and that and the other and he can go back to his wife. And to that I say, well, you rock your life the way you want to rock it. But for those of us that truly want a love of our own and we want commitment and we want to be the apple of somebody's eye, God, I'll repeat what I said at the onset, God is not going to give you somebody else's husband. Gentlemen, God is not going to give you somebody else's wife. That, in my personal opinion, is not getting the best of the best. It's getting crumbs. It's getting somebody else's leftovers, honey. And so I want you to think about that. This is something I've been talking about on various platforms as of late. And I wanted to share it here as well. I'm welcome to call in if you have a difference of opinion that you would like to share. Please feel free to do that. But my position and my opinion is that is not God's best. Okay, if that's how you want to do life, if that's what you feel about love, that's what you feel about sharing your body, mind, and spirit, then that's something you're choosing. But I garner that God is not instructing and leading you and directing you to be with somebody else's spouse. So I want to put that out there in the atmosphere and encourage those of you that you feel a gnawing in your spirit. Maybe you're involved in an extramarital affair. Maybe you are somebody's side piece, as they call it out here in the internet streets. And I just challenge you to value yourself more, place a higher value on your mind, body, and spirit. Until next time, this has been Sharice Taylor, your pop of positivity, reminding you to have a happy today, a happy tomorrow, and a happy always.